Welcome to the Mission MilSpouse podcast, dedicated to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of military spouses around the world. Join us as we dive into the unique experiences, challenges, and resilience of those who serve on the home front. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and connected. From deployments to PCS moves, we've got your six. So buckle up, grab your coffee, and let's tackle this mission together. This is Mission MilSpouse. Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Mission MilSpouse podcast. My name is Caitlin. I am the Partner Relations Coordinator here with Mission MilSpouse, and we have another great episode for you today to bring you lots of resources and support. This is show number 1030, and today's guest is Daniel Taylor with DTV. He is going to share a little bit about the resources that he offers and exactly how he got into his field, which is just being an expert on everything you could ever need to know about moving to Europe.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And it's good to be here. So should I just dive right into it? I mean, you kind of set me up for an open canvas there.
Yeah. So if you want, we can dive right into it. Go ahead and tell our listeners exactly who you are and what you do.
Okay, cool. So I'm a military spouse. Let's get that out the way first. My name is Daniel Taylor. I go by DT. And I live in Germany right now with my wife. My wife is a teacher working on the base. And essentially what I do is in 2018, I'm a content creator. And what I did is I created this channel called DTV, Daniel Television. And you know, I saw that there was a lot of shortcomings with regards to moving overseas. OCONUS PCS, as we all know, is very difficult. There's a lot of moving parts. And it's not like going CONUS to CONUS, state to state, where you just pack up all your stuff, get in the car, and drive to the next state. So, you know, we have this unique opportunity to live overseas for indefinitely as DODEA school teachers here. And so I thought, you know, with my background in videography and in sales, I'm also a veteran. I was an Air Force officer. I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity for me to create my own business and to help out those people in need moving over here. I mean, to be honest with you, we got here in 2014, and I remember looking up Grafenwöhr, Germany, that's where we are right now, and I couldn't find anything online about it. You know, I couldn't find videos on houses. I couldn't find videos in the area, you know, so I just didn't know what to expect. And then on top of that, you know, you've got all these things that you got to do before you get over here, which I'm sure we'll get into. So long story short, what I did was I said, you know what, I can be that content creator for the military community moving overseas. So, you know, stepping back and looking at the business, you know, I realized that most people come over here, they have 3 to 5 years, whether you're civilian or you're active duty. Most people are bringing their kids. Most people are bringing pets. And there's all these different things that you need to do in order to make sure that you can get over here. Command sponsorship, EFMP, you know, orders, the right passports. And it goes down and down the list. And so what I did was I saw, okay, there's 10 main bases throughout all of Germany. And I said, I'm going to be the most helpful, the number one online resource for PCS preparation for this small niche community in Germany. And we'll start with Germany. And if I could successfully create this thing with Germany, then we can do it anywhere, because Germany, if you don't know, has more Americans overseas through the U.S. military than any other country in the world, right? So a lot of different bases over here. So I wanted to start with Germany and then move on to Asia and to Italy and to Belgium and all the NATO bases and whatnot. And so that's what I'm doing. And I've been doing it now since 2018. And I can confidently say that I am the number one online resource for PCS preparation into Germany. And the way that I've done that is just literally created hundreds and hundreds of helpful content, mostly in video form, but there's a lot of blog posts in there as well. I also have products that people can get to help them transition over and to relieve some stress for you. And so now when you type in PCS to Germany in Google, or you type in a specific base into Germany, or I'm sorry, into Google about Germany, all you're going to see is my stuff. And so it took some time to kind of figure out how to show up number one on Google and do a lot of, you know, marketing research. And, you know, so there's a lot more to it than that. But in a nutshell, that's basically what I do.
And you dove into this just simply off of you saw a need and you had the skills needed to make that difference, and that's what made you dive in?
Yeah. I mean, I saw the need there. And to be honest with you, what happened was my wife got this teaching job. I was stationed in Japan. I was single. I learned about this teaching job. And so I just told myself, if I ever become a teacher or marry a teacher, this is definitely what we're doing. I love to travel. And I love learning about new cultures and stuff. And so I met my wife, got out of the Air Force, told her about this program. We got the job, moved over here to Germany. And to be honest with you, the first 4 years before I even started this business, all we did was travel because we thought we'll just do 2 years and then we'll go back home because the teachers on the base, on the military bases overseas, they get 2-year contracts. And so depending on where you're at, most teachers get 2-year contracts. So we thought we'll just do 2 years and we'll go back home. 2 years turned into 4 years, which turned into 40 countries. And then after that, we were like, look, we love this lifestyle. But, you know, at the time I was working at the school with her to match the same schedule as her so that we can have the same spring break, Christmas break, an entire summer off, you know. But, you know, working at the school, I'm not a teacher, and that's just not my profession. It's not. So I thought to myself, if I'm going to stay here living in Germany, I want to be able to do something that's more aligned with my skills and my background. And I wanted to give back, you know, I wanted to give back to the military community. So yeah, in a sense, I saw that there was a need for it. But at the same time, you know, once the smoke clears and everyone's actually here and feet are on the ground, what's the first thing that everyone's going to want to do when they get here? Travel. So obviously all that travel prior to DTV, you know, I've got you covered. You know what I mean? So I thought, before I get into the travel blog game, you know, which is heavily saturated, you know, there's a million, you know, content creators about travel. Let me focus on this community first, this niche community of military folks first, get them situated and get them over here, right, successfully, with the stress-free move. And then we can start talking about all the different travel opportunities and local things you can do in the community and X, Y, and Z.
Absolutely. I love that you came from the military and you kind of just came back full circle and now you are finding ways to give back, which is really great.
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, it feels really nice to be able to, I mean, here's the thing. People are going to Google every single day with their questions, their challenges, their, you know, trying to find solutions to problems. And the military doesn't do the greatest job of what we call search engine optimization, keyword research. They're not thinking of those types of things when they're just putting out content for people to, you know, learn about and to know. And so I took this this different marketing approach to be able to show up number one on the first page of Google, right? And then to be able to provide something that I know people are looking for, you know, like people are seriously stressed out moving overseas and it's difficult, you know, and there's just really nowadays you have to meet the customer where they're at. You know, I tell this to people all the time, my audience and most people today, they would rather sit on the toilet and watch and learn something for 30 seconds or a minute rather than going through a bunch of AFI information or reading a bunch of stuff online to try to find the answer they're looking for, you know? And so I kind of meet them at that, I guess, on the toilet. I kind of meet them where they're at, you know, and I can give them these 1 minute reels or these 30 second reels or Facebook or Instagram short, or I'm sorry, YouTube shorts or whatever. To give them that information that they need that's bite size, you know, but that's super valuable and informational, but also a little funny, you know, and entertaining, you know. And so that just kind of has caught on over the years. And so then, you know, I found myself traveling to all the bases around Germany to provide, you know, location specific information. And it's been working out great. People are responding to it and engaging with it. And then also you have the German side too, who are kind of a big part of my audience as well, because they love to see the perspective of the Americans that come over here and live in their country and eat their food and, you know, the culture shock things and all the different stuff that we're going to experience when we live overseas.
Absolutely. So it's cool. Regardless of if a family has been overseas or not, things change. And like you said, digging through the regulations is never fun. But if you can get condensed and understandable version from social media like you do, and then go back to that regulation and cross all your T's and dot your I's to make sure you're fully covered. But it's so much easier to digest and really take in.
Yeah, to consume. Yeah, no, absolutely. No, you're 100% right. I am always devouring the Facebook group pages and speaking with spouses, you know, and getting their perspective on things. You know, it's not just me on there. You know, I interview spouses, you know, and because those are the spouses are the ones going through all of this stuff as well. You know what I mean? And so I want to hear their perspective. You know, what was your move like? You know, how did you get your pet here? You know, which direction did you take? You know, so that we can not only hear from me, but also from the people that are actually doing it each month. You know, every single month there's new people coming in. So it's always the content is never old. It's always relevant. You know, it may be old to you and I, because we've been here for, you know, a year or two or whatever, but you know, new people coming in this month or next month, you know, they have no idea what passports they need when they get over here, or what the Patriot Express is versus going commercial airlines, you know, and what that has to do with your pet, you know, or what the spouse employment is like overseas, you know, or the childcare services, you know. So it's like every piece of content that I create just continues to recycle itself. And so it's awesome to be able to be that service provider for these.
Absolutely. And I love that you said like the content truly does go full circle, because there's always somebody that's in those beginning phases, but the people who have already watched it may already be past needing it, but it's a constant circle. Yeah. There's always people incoming and outgoing. With that, what is like the biggest challenge that you have found in what you're doing?
Whew. Well, the content never stops. You know, I'm continuously getting people to say, hey, can you provide information on this and this topic and that topic, you know, and I'm starting to realize that, you know, although the content is recycling itself, there's unlimited amounts of information that you can give to people about specific topics. So what I did was that was a huge challenge for me, because I just didn't know which direction to go. And so very early on, what I learned is that, look, I can put all this information into categories. And so what I did was I narrowed it down to about 30 categories, 30 things that you must know before PCSing overseas to Germany. And it's my most popular blog post, right? And so what I've found is that most of the questions people are asking me, the frequently asked questions I'm getting, and most of the content that people want to see will fall in line with one of those 30 things. You know, and so I created this downloadable PDF that I'm continuously updating if there's new stuff, like the new pet reimbursement, for example, you know, but I put it all in order, you know, so it's like order of importance, like you got to get this stuff done before you get over here or you just can't be here. Like you got to get your EFMP done. You got to get a command sponsorship. You got to get the right passport or you just can't even be here. You got to have your orders, right? So I've narrowed all. So that's one of the biggest challenges, is just like all the content that people are asking for, trying to figure out how to categorize it, how to organize it. And so now I think I've pretty much got it down. But, you know, I think so between that and then being able to push out the content as fast as possible has been a little bit of a challenge for me. So, you know, I've got like three other editors that help me with things, and you know, I'm sure people that have started their own business can relate to this, but like it's so difficult to like let go of my baby, like to let somebody else just edit something and then to put my name and stamp it on there. It's just like, it's got to be exactly how I want it, you know. But I mean, there's so much information that needs to be pushed out relatively quickly that I just, you know, you have to outsource and you have to get other people to help you out with the business, you know? So, and now I'm focusing more on the local resources rather than the actual content, video content that's being pushed out. So that's another topic, but I'm sure we can get into that too, because as you know, you're in Garmisch, right? I'm in Grafenwöhr, and you know, your local hairdresser isn't my local hairdresser, you know? And so there's all these local resources that, you know, you move anywhere, you are going to need to know, you know, your next hairdresser and your next car mechanic and the best restaurants and where you take your kids for orthodontists and, you know, all these local resources you need to know in those specific areas. And so now what we're doing is we're teaming up with all these local resources outside of the base to kind of be the bridge and fill that gap between the Germans and the Americans and to you know, help them get the services that they need off base, because it's just inevitable. Like, you're going to need these specific things. And again, that's all within the 30 things that I was talking about, you know? So it's just, you know, I guess being the challenge is a balancing the content creation, you know, and balancing like the local resources and how we can provide that information.
Absolutely.
To,
and you brought up that you have a team. Tell us a little bit about your team.
I do. Okay. So I got a couple team members, right? And they've changed over the years, but so I've had writers in over the years who are just like ghost writers for me that will write on my for my blog posts. And so we do very this is going to sound a little geeky, but we're in the weeds here. But we do very organized search engine optimization. We optimize everything. You know, we're not just haphazardly throwing titles on random videos and just writing whatever online. Like there's a very methodical, strategic way that we create blog posts. And so I have specific writers that do that for me. I've got an assistant now that helps me out with all types of stuff. She's like my number one employee right now, because I needed her so badly to help me with certain things, especially I travel a lot to other bases and whatnot. So, and we have homes that we put people in temporarily here at the base. And so she helps me with that type of stuff. She creates really cool things for me, for the audience. And, you know, she's very passionate about this audience as well. You know, like all the people that I put on my team, I need to make sure that they understand this community, right? And B, that they're passionate about helping this community, you know? And usually they're spouses. You know, spouses are always looking to help out other spouses and other military families and stuff. So so that's who I'm looking for, right? So I've got writers. I've got an assistant. I've got a couple editors for video. Some of them are military spouses. I have a couple of them that are just online that do simple stuff for me, you know, that are just cheap, you know, like Fiverr, you know, where you just go and say, hey, put these clips together. That's all I need you to do, you know. And then I also have select military spouses in a handful of the bases over in Germany. And I have those spouses kind of working for me in this referral program because, for example, you know, we're all the way over in East Germany, right? You have Spangallen, for example, which is an Air Force base all the way on the opposite end in West Germany. I've been to that base before, you know. I know somewhat the lay of the land, but I don't know the local resources off base. I don't know where you're going to go eat food. I don't know where you're going to get a car, you know, a car mechanic and all these things. But the spouses do. And so a while ago, we created these cheat sheets for every single base. And so on the cheat sheet, you have all those different local resources that I was telling you about. Now, the spouses in those areas where I'm not too familiar with, like Spangallen, for example, they will give me recommendations for those local resources. And I will throw those recommendations on the cheat sheet because they've already been vetted by the community there. You know, I just don't know about it, you know. I put those guys. So anyways, I've got a handful of spouses throughout Germany that help me out with local resources. So that's in a nutshell.
That is awesome. The team. And I love that most of the people that you work with are also spouses. Being overseas, anybody who's been overseas understands the struggle of trying to find employment. Even if you don't find employment, if you find something that you enjoy doing as a volunteer opportunity, it helps fill that gap on your resume. And it's a big thing to have something instead of nothing when you go back to the States and try and find employment again.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And I always tell spouses that first come over, especially the ones that first come over here, like, you got to get outside. You got to start meeting people, introducing yourself, and getting involved and volunteering in things, you know, even if it's not a part, even if it doesn't like line up with your background or your skills and you know, your employment, you know, your previous employment or whatever, like you need to start learning where, who people are and where they work and to help you kind of get your foot in the door for something that you may identify with, you know, a job that you may identify with or a career that you may identify with down the road. You know, if you don't know that stuff, then it's going to be difficult for you to, you know, to get employment or to get fulfilled is really what it is. You know, because I had a bunch of just random jobs that I had, like high school basketball coach. You know, I was a kindergarten teacher. You know, I was a referee for like softball and soccer on base. Just stuff to keep me busy, you know. And then I volunteered at the spouses club. And once I started to like speak with these people and learn like what they're doing and what they're doing, and her husband works for him and they do that, you know, I'm like, oh, I can do that job, or I could, you know what I mean? You start to figure out different ways, different opportunities to
absolutely
get involved, and be fulfilled while you're over here, you know.
Regardless of if you're overseas or not, networking is so important. Whether it relates to employment or not, networking is how you find the resources you need and everything. With that being said, going back to resources, how do you exactly decide like what type of content you're putting out? Is it just based off of the requests that you're seeing coming in at that time, or?
No, it comes down to, you know, I built a site map, okay? And at the top of the site map, you got like PCS to Germany, right? Underneath that sitemap, you have all those 30 things. So let's just take the first couple, for example, right? So when people come over here, I know they're going to need very specific. Everybody needs the same stuff when they come over here, right? You need transportation. So you either need a rental car, or you're going to need a new car because you decided to get rid of yours when you're when you're in the States. So you're going to need transportation. You're going to need lodging. So whether you're staying in a TLF, or you're going to need a, you know, short-term or long-term rentals, everybody needs that. And then what's the third thing that I'm missing? Oh, and then you get communication. You're going to have to communicate with your job and your friends and your family back home. And you're going to need to have that available right away when you get over here. So those three main resources, I do a lot of content on those because I know it's like number one priority when people touch down, right? And then, you know, I can put people in different phases though. You know, you got people before they arrive, they need specific things, you know. Then once they actually touch down, they need those three things for sure, okay? And then as they start moving into their job and into their house and get situated, then they'll start to think about travel and they'll start to think about other resources that they need. And so within that site map that I was telling you about, you know, all I do is really go and look at those 30 things. I make sure that I have content for sure on those main 30 things. And then you've got subcategories underneath that, you know, that you can get into. So for example, we talked about the transportation. So before you get over here, you're going to need to know about rental cars, maybe how to buy a car when you get over here, or you're going to need to know that, hey, if you have a lien on your vehicle, you need to make sure that your bank can actually will let you ship that car overseas, you know, and you can still continue to pay on that loan, right? So there's some information there. But then once you arrive here, then you may need to understand, okay, how do I even buy a vehicle over here? Or should I buy a vehicle over here? What's the buying process? What about the vehicle inspection? You know, there's a vehicle inspection you need to know about once you arrive here. So there's all these little subcategories of those main topics. And so all I'm doing is I'm creating content on all that stuff. You know, and I have been since 2018. So now I've got over 500 videos that are about all that stuff, you know, and I'm just continuing to grow and grow.
That's on really
top
awesome
of,
because
on top of that mountain, if you will.
Especially the way you have everything broken down, it seems foolproof to go in and find information on exactly what you're looking for in that moment.
Yeah. I mean, when you do this for so long, like I said, we've been here 10 years. And, you know, I started this in 2018 and my Facebook, the only thing that I consume is the Facebook group pages where people are just asking questions. They have challenges and they're asking questions. And I just live in that thing and I'm writing notes and I'm figuring, and that's how I kind of figured out the whole 30 things, you know, because that's where I'm like, okay, over the years, I'm like, people are just asking the exact same thing every time. So why don't I just create content that answers these questions for person A, and then two months later, you got person B who's going to be asking the same thing, push that out to them, you know? So it's really just doing a little bit of research and then creating the content, you know? So, which has also been a challenge, kind of figuring out my whole style and, reputation. This is something I never did before. You know, when I was in the States, I didn't create videos. I took a lot of pictures and stuff, and I was in sales, but I never created videos. So, you know, that was a huge challenge as well, just trying to figure out my style in creating videos. And it's like, if you haven't been to the gym in a long time and you go for the first 2 weeks, your body's going to be so sore. You're going to hate it. You're not going to want to go again. You're not going to like the diet. It's just going to be difficult. But you are exercising, I'm exercising these content creation muscles, if you will, you know? And the more that you do that, the more repetition that you do, the easier it gets. It's like anything that you do, you know? So
I wanted to ask what is the ultimate plan of your business and what you do?
Yeah. So as I said in the beginning, you know, I'm trying to be that guy for Germany, right? And I'm kind of there, you know, but there's obviously a lot more overseas locations. You've got Italy, you've got Asia is huge. You've got a ton of bases in Japan and Korea. And I know, and then even the Middle East. And I have friends that are stationed in these places, the Middle East and Asia and other places in Europe. And it is the same story. It's difficult to move over here. The military doesn't have their stuff together. It's confusing. You know, where do I get started? This person didn't tell me I had to do this and that. And so this is a challenge, you know, for the military in each branch, you know, everywhere overseas. And so what I want to do is, you know, we have no desire to move back to the States. We actually, you know, we bought a house last year here in Germany. We've been here 10 years now. I want to travel all around Europe and beyond, Asia and the Middle East, and wherever there is U.S. military or civilian government folks working overseas, I want to be the number one online resource for them with regards to transitioning overseas.
That's fantastic. And I think
that's the goal.
With the structure that you have built for your network, it will allow that expansion to come so much easier than even probably you think, because the framework is already there and the basic steps are the same, but there might be little differences about specific laws in this country or things like that. It's one of those things that it could really like skyrocket very, very quickly for you.
Yeah. And you know, the military are starting to jump on board. That's been also another challenge. Because again, you know, no one's ever done this before overseas. There's a lot of content creators, even for the military, stateside. Someone that does it consistently overseas for Americans, who is an American, that really doesn't exist, you know? So I feel like I'm in this unique opportunity where I can stay here indefinitely. So why would I not try to expand this to literally everywhere overseas? And you're right. It is exactly the same framework. I mean, those 30 things that I was telling you about, it's the same 30 things that you need to know when you go, you know, to Aviano, Italy, or if you go to Rota, Spain, or if you're going to, you know, Belgium, NATO, whatever. It doesn't like it's you need
the
to do the
are
same stuff.
There and yeah. You're really trying to fill that gap, which is amazing.
Here at Mission Mill Spouse, military spouses are the priority. With nearly 3,000 blog posts and over 1,000 podcast episodes in our archives, we have the resources and support to empower your military spouse journey, no matter your stage, season, or duty station. To support our mission and other military spouses like you, follow us across all social media platforms at Mission Mill Spouse, subscribe to our newsletter, The SITREP, or consider making a tax-deductible donation. We are also all volunteer-powered, so you're invited to join our band of bloggers or our command team. Email hello@missionmillspouse.org for more information. Remember, we've been there. You aren't alone. We've got your six.
Let's get right back into this, y'all. Yeah. Daniel, what is the most rewarding part of your business?
By far, it's, you know, I'm inspired by running into people and, you know, it's literally an emotional, like an attachment, you know what I mean? Like it's an emotional, like, experience for people when they have gone through all of my videos and, you know, I meet somebody from face to face who was just like, I watched all your stuff and it helped me so much. You relieved so much stress for me. You know, when I hear that, you know, that is, it is super inspiring for me to want to continue to do more. And I know that if I helped that person, then that person's probably going to tell their friend, like, hey, you're coming to Germany, look at his stuff, you know? And so this, like, this ripple effect. And most of my days are spent right here in front of this computer, just, you know, editing and doing all my thing. And so when I get a chance to actually go on base, especially when I travel, you know, and I'm always curious, like, I wonder if I go into the PX in Wiesbaden, you know, is anybody even going to know who I am, or, you know, and they do. It's insane. And so, you know, I'm looking at numbers on a screen, but those numbers represent actual people and families. And those families are going through challenges. And it's super rewarding to hear that I have helped them, you know, relieve so much stress and anxiety before, you know, moving your entire life, selling all your stuff, bringing your kids and your pets and saying goodbye to your friends and family for 3 to 5 years. You know, it's so rewarding to hear that I have helped them make that transition a lot easier for them. For me, it's got to be the most rewarding thing.
So fulfilling. In the military community in Europe, you are like our Hollywood star. Because, like you said, once one person uses your resources, when they find out their friends are coming, they're like, this is where you need to go. This is where you find the answers to all the questions you have.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you said the whole Hollywood star thing. Especially here where I'm stationed, you know, when I go on base, I am going to run into somebody who knows who I am. Like, that is just going to happen. But every once in a while, I'll get people. I had this one lady one time. I was in the commissary, and I saw the family. It was like a family of like six, and they're all going into the commissary, and they kind of gave me that look like, I know him, you know what I mean? And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, I just initially just said, hell, you guys watched my videos? And the little girl who was there in the family, she was like, no, but my mom watches all of them. And the mom had this little piece of paper and a pen, and she was like, can you give me your autograph and can we take a picture? I'm like, first of all, where did you get a pen and piece of paper in the commissary, you know? And second of all, yes, I will sign this and take a selfie with you guys. That's awesome. But I just never thought that it would turn into something like that, you know. But again, it's an emotional experience for people. You know, they have issues, they have challenges, they're stressed out. I'm here to help them. I'm here to give them that key to unlock the door to happiness moving overseas. And when that happens and they see me face to face, it's special for them, which I understand, you know, and I'm more than happy to take a couple of pictures and sign an autograph.
You are essentially
worth anything, but
virtually holding people's hands through the process of coming over here. So getting to meet you in person for a lot of these families is a really big deal because you are so instrumental in that process for them.
Well, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to help. This is fun. This is what I feel like I was
absolutely
meant to do. So,
and how can people take action now, regardless of where they may be in the moving process, or even if they just may want to potentially come overseas?
Yeah. So, the first thing that they can do, obviously go to YouTube. Okay. You're going to go down a rabbit hole. I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos, you know, whether you want to be entertained or you need the specific information or you're in a jam and you got a PCS here next month, no matter where you are within the process, go to my YouTube channel. I've got everything is categorized in playlists, you know? So if you're going to Vilsack or if you're going to Ansbach, if you're going to wherever you're going, I've got folders for that for you. Okay. Or I've just got a PCS to Germany folder that will just get you going. Now, the best thing that I would say to do is to get my free checklist. I've got a couple different free products out there. The checklist is the best way to get started. You know, no matter if you're leaving in 3 months or if you're leaving in 1 month, I've categorized everything from order of importance and most expensive to least, right? And that's completely free for you. And then it also is backed up by different resources, whether it be military resources or other videos, you know, that will further, you know, explain the EFMP process or further explain a vehicle inspection or whatever it is. So I would start with that free checklist, and it's applicable to literally any civilian, any active duty member, any rank, any base. If you're moving overseas to Germany through
Absolutely.
The U.S. government,
and I love
it's
that
for you.
You said that it's so not
I would start
just
there for
for
sure.
Active duty service members or their families. It applies to civilians and anyone who is moving over here through the U.S. government, not just on their own accord. These are vital resources yeah. for them. For anyone yeah. who has not watched your content, I just want to say that, first off, you need to go watch it because have fun with it. It's not just you talking to the screen. You find ways to make it funny and interesting, which is, of course, important. You have to keep people's attention. But it also, once you watch one, it draws you in.
Yeah.
It makes you question yeah. what more they can find. And that free checklist that you just mentioned will be linked through our show notes and available to you all. And we will also share that when we have this podcast live for everyone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's thousands and thousands of people have downloaded that thing. So it's extremely popular and it's free, you know, so there's no, you know, you use it and it doesn't cost you any money. And I'm telling you, it will take you down a journey. If you want the most efficient way to learn how to move over here, that is where you need to start. So I've got some other products on there, digital products on there that you'll see, but
moving overseas is not the cheapest thing to do. The government pays for a lot, don't get me wrong. And then we get the dislocation allowance every time we move, but moving overseas is a different animal than stateside, especially if you are unable to secure housing on a military base. Because right. one of the common things that the government does not account for if you can't live on base is the fact that closets aren't a thing in Germany. You have to go out and buy a bunch of cabinets to use as closets.
Yeah, and that's one thing I definitely go over in all my house tours. Definitely, you know, we talk about. So, and then not only that, like depending on if you're on base or off base, different appliances that you may need because of the voltage, right? So these are the just things that you need to think about. You don't want to be shocked and surprised about it once you arrive and you're like, oh, well, none of this stuff works on all my appliances. You know what I mean? And yes, it is free. Everything, I'd say about 99% of the stuff that I create is free for the military community. And I did that on purpose. You know, I want it to be available and free and online and easy to get to when you're typing it into Google. That and again, it goes to the same reason why what you just said, like moving costs money, a lot of money to get over here, you know. So I do have a couple of paid products on there, but I think they're less than $20, you know. I've got two different versions of the checklist. One is like a complete like 30 pager, you know, that goes over all types of stuff. It's less than $20. And then I've got the free one, which is a great start for people to get moving. But most of my stuff that I do.
Thank you so much for everything that you've been doing for the military community. And we are excited to see where you continue to go. Before we wrap up here, I do have one last question for you that we ask all of our guests. And that is, what is the best advice you have for military spouses in regards to how they can just live their best life?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good question. I would say, and I'm gonna assume that these people that I'm speaking to are folks that are like either, you know, have orders to come over to Germany or to overseas, or are like actively trying to get overseas. So I would say that first of all, If you're in the military or if you're a civilian that has an opportunity to bring your job, you know, do it, have a job over here overseas, like take advantage of it, especially through the U.S. government, right? Now, we did talk about how it's very expensive and stuff, but there is no other country in the world that is going to give you the same opportunity and the same resources when you're moving from stateside overseas. Like, there's just none. Like, there's so many good opportunities and resources and benefits for you when moving overseas. So I would say, if you haven't moved over, taking the initiative to move over here, do it. Try to do it at least once in your life. You know, most people will just come over to Europe for, you know, a week for vacation. Think about living here for 3 years. Like, there's so much to see, right? I think that would be super awesome for you and your family to experience. So if you haven't tried, you know, if you haven't started that, get started with it. And then if you are here, the biggest advice that I would say is get off the base. Get off the base and go explore your local area first. I know you know all about that. Explore your local area first. Get on the buses, get lost, you know, go figure out things, go do all the culture shock things and be the silly American, right? And then travel outside of Germany and go see the world. Like, there are a lot of, if money is an issue, there's a lot of very affordable ways to travel over here in Europe, which I also go over. So take advantage of that. But look, you're here 3 to 5 years. Like, besides the actual job that you have here and the importance of what you have to do on the base or whatever, that's one thing. But you're also in Europe. Like, take advantage of your 3-day weekends and your spring breaks and your Christmas breaks and your summers and go explore the world is what I would say. Life is short, you know. So if you have the opportunity to live overseas, like, learn the survival German or the survival Italian that you need to get by and experience that, you know. I feel like there's not a lot of Americans that come away.
Such a good, they don't have the opportunity to live. So that is amazing advice. Even if it's not Europe, there are so many other overseas assignments available to service members of all branches, and the ability to immerse yourself in other cultures and just different experiences. Absolutely. I agree with you on that. Absolutely. And we have.
So I take advantage of it.
We have really dived in and we're excited to see what else we can do while we're still over here.
Good. Yeah. Because I got some family coming in. I'm going to take them to Garmisch. I love that.
We want to thank you so much for joining us, Daniel, and sharing the resources that you have for our community with our listeners this week. If you want to connect with Daniel, you can find him online via Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube at DTV Daniel Television, or on Instagram at DTV_Daniel Television. Again, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure having you. Absolutely. We will see you soon on the next
episode. Absolutely, Caitlin. Thank you for having me as well.
See you later, listeners.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mission Mill Spouse podcast. We hope you found inspiration and connection through the stories shared. Remember, your resilience as a military spouse is commendable, and you're not alone in this journey. We've got your 6 every step of the way. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes and feel free to reach out on social media to continue the conversation. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep supporting one another. This is Mission Mill Spouse signing off.